I thought perhaps you'd like to hear a football game in the guise of some music concert at 3:15 in 1953 on an afternoon. And by the way, Horvitz said, I play in the afternoon on Sundays because when the men come to concerts on any other day, they fall asleep after work. I don't want that to happen. Can you imagine falling asleep to a Horvitz concert? It can never be done. I have to, with apologies, cut the this program short. I have some Art Tatum that you're going to hear, but we'll hear it at another time, simply posing the question, was Art Tatum the greatest player of the piano of all time? Thank you very much for listening. Bless you all.
Actually, that would be a great show on its own.
Yeah.
So maybe you could add maybe three or four pieces to that one.
Exactly. That's what I think the next theme will be if my boss, Mike, said it's okay.
Oh, he'll say it's okay.
Yeah. Put that thing away. Oh, that just thud.
You know.
Thank you, Les. I was telling you, I just really loved that. You know, because I don't have that to listen to myself, and I'm so glad. I mean, you can't get much more of a famous piece than that. And that performance was stunning. Just
it was. One of the reasons I'm here is for you to know what's out there, guys. That's what it's all about.
It was really great.
Thank you.
Great way to end it.
Yeah. All right. So it's 10:09 here at WMFO, almost 10:10, because that's how it goes. And Mark Hurwitz is now going to tell us about some of the latest news and reviews for Boston's hidden restaurants. And then we have a four-song set after that.
You want the good news or the bad news first?
What do you think?
I'll give you the bad news first.
You're right on.
Actually, I don't know if it's bad news. We'll find out.
Okay.
So Jacob Wirth, which we all know about.
Yeah.
Famous place in the theater district. Friday night piano nights and German food and beer and gorgeous, 1868, I think it's. It goes way back. They've been closed since last June because there was a fire, and then it looked like they might be sold, and it was or is being sold to new owners. But the new owners, it looks like they want to open a sports bar in the space. I think it would be called JW Sports Bar. Hasn't been approved yet, but we'll see how it works out. So again, I don't know if it's good news or bad news. If they maintain the whole feel of the space and maybe give a nod to the German food, it should be fine. So my guess is they will, because they're veterans in the local restaurant scene.
And they understand the history.
They do. Yeah. And you know there would be an outcry if they turned it into a place with loud TVs. And I mean, it's not going to happen.
No.
Anyways, the good news is, a few stories, I'll make it quick. Pepe's Pizza, soft open last night. A friend of mine went there. He said the pizza was amazing.
It's near me, you said?
Well, Burlington, Wakefield. Okay. I mean, it's close enough. It's the highway. You know, it's never busy on 128, so.
I have a new car we can take.
Oh, whose car? Oh, nice. Sweet ride. I saw that. Looks great. Yeah. Love the new car.
Yep.
So they're opening in the Pizzeria Uno space in the Burlington Mall. The official opening, I think, is June 10th, which is Wednesday, give or take. And it's going to be the second Pepe's to open in the Boston area. The first one is Chestnut Hill. They're also opening one in Watertown, but that's another story. So really good news for pizza lovers. And I've been to the one in New Haven, and they're still maybe number two for me in the country. Number one is in Brooklyn, but again, that'll be another story for another day. Couple of other things. There's a new brewery coming, and this is actually not too far from you either. So it's called Spigot River Brewery, and they're opening on an island in Lawrence in the middle of the North Canal Historic District. It's going to be in a huge old mill.
And you have to swim there?
You have to swim there.
Yeah.
Which means that's a problem for me. I'm not a great swimmer. So,
oh, good to know.
Yeah, so we might have to take your car over, let it float over to the island. You don't mind. It's a new car. So.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's actually near where I do some occasional work. It's a gorgeous part of Lawrence. I mean, these huge old mills that are being renovated. And I can't wait because some of the breweries in these old mills are, I mean, they do such a nice job. And believe me, this mill, when you see it, it's just unbelievable. So I'm really excited about that. As far as reviews, you ever been to Maugus in Wellesley?
I haven't.
It's a very old Greek diner, and I mean, Greek diners are the greatest diners out there. You know, you go there, you get a burger, you get a hot dog, then you can get spinach pie if you want, and egg lemon soup, and pastizio, and moussaka, and Greek salads, and it's right in Wellesley Hills. And it's been there forever. People don't really know about it. Friendly place, really comfortable in there, and definitely worth checking out. And one more review. This is kind of an updated review. It's a place called Farouz in West Roxbury. And one of my favorite foods is Lebanese food, and they do a great version of Lebanese cuisine, a lot like the old Bishops in Lawrence, which we used to go to when I was growing up.
That's for sure.
So you get the chicken. Every
birthday.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Get the chicken shawarma, you get the kibbeh and the baba ganoush and falafel. I could go on, but I won't. But we need to go there if you ever want to go to West Roxbury. It's a bit of a drive, but, you know, it's a nice, quiet area of West Roxbury, and it's a very quiet restaurant.
If it's like Bishop's,
Bishop's was the best.
Yeah.
I miss Bishop's so much.
Yeah.
So that's about it for restaurant news, and there's some other news coming up, which I can't talk about yet. There's some big kind of combination restaurant hiking meteorologist type deal coming up, which we'll get into later, but I can't get into it right now because we haven't really made it official yet.
So I'd be in big trouble if I mentioned what that is, right?
Probably, because there's going to be groupies. If you announce it, there's going to be groupies.
No, I'm not going to say it.
And they're not for me, obviously. I don't have groupies, at least not yet. But someone will be coming on the hike who will attract groupies. So we don't want to go that way, and we'll promote it after the event, which is kind of weird, but that's how it goes.
Very weird.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of weird, it's time for your fourth song set.
Yeah.
And I want you to pronounce the name of the first artist.
Ugh. Please, don't do that. I'll pronounce the second one. How about that? Dispatch. That was easy.
Surfjan Stevens is the first one.
Yeah, that's close enough. He's from Detroit. He does Baroque rock, which is a genre that has maybe one artist, and that's him. But he does. It's kind of like world music, a little bit of The Police, I guess you could, you know, maybe Paul Simon, Talking Heads. I love the world music sound when it comes to rock, and he's really good, but people don't really know much about him.
All right. Well, this is a real interesting four-song set from Mark here at WMFO. Enjoy, everybody.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with a place in my mind. In my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind.
Oh,
I was crying in the van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. 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 You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find.
My dear old friend, it's you we need. There's blood in the gutters and fear in the street. How long do we fight for change that never comes? Oh, in some ways it's the same. But tonight the crowd, they came. Fists in the air, candles and vigils. Cracked dreams held together with curses and wishes. But how long's it been since you've been outside? How long's it been since you opened your eyes? 'Cause I've been to the lion and it's all right there. And I cannot wait to get on from. Tears we felt that always after.
angel came, where are you now? Did they bury the hay when they buried the south? You got to tell the spirit mystics of tomorrow that in some ways it's the same. But tonight the crowd, they came, fists in the air, candles and vigils, cracked dreams held together with curses and wishes. But who knows if it's it you've been outside?
This is Robbie Krieger, guitar player from The Doors. I'm here for HEAR, H-E-A-R, Hearing Education and Awareness for Rockers. I'm supporting this organization because they're doing their best to keep the hearing of rock and rollers at its best. Please do your part, give money, and keep wearing your earplugs. Thank you.
WMFO Medford. Oh, Mark, you're killing me with this stuff.
Oh, God.
That was a terrific set.
The end of that, yeah, that gives me chills, that song right there.
What a vocalist. That's Charles Bradley in Changes, just a couple years ago, 2016.
Yeah, just before he passed away.
Yep, and Interpol, something new from them. Well, it's actually 2004, wasn't it?
2004, yeah. And, you know, everyone thinks they're from England because the name Interpol, and they sound so much like Joy Division.
Especially in that. But it really sounded like
they're from the village. They're from Greenwich Village. They met at NYU. But great band. One of my favorites.
That was a track called Slow Hands from the Antics CD. And before that was Dispatch.
New Noise.
New Noise.
That's a new song from a band that's been around forever. They're from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have that Americana thing going. A little bit of Bob Dylan, a little bit of Petty, you know, just good stuff.
It was Letter to Lady J, and started off with
Surf John Stevens from Detroit, who, that song's called Chicago, even though he's from Detroit, but hey, whatever.
And the record was called Illinois, so whatever. Yeah. Chicago, Illinois. Well, that works.
One note on that last song, Charles Bradley.
Yeah.
Did you recognize the song?
I don't think so.
Really? You want to know who wrote it?
I wasn't listening close enough.
No, you want to know who wrote that song?
Who wrote it?
You'll never believe
me. Who wrote it?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, God.
Black Sabbath did that song back in the 70s. Yeah. And it was an anthem back in the 70s for the heavy metal crowd. And Bradley brought it back in 2016. And it's a totally different version.
Wow.
Never would have known that.
No. He just nailed it. He absolutely nailed it.
Oh, fantastic set. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so at 10:37, I want to remember Dr. John, who we just lost last week. You know, we've been talking about how many performers that are classic just seem to be leaving us all at once.
Yeah.
And this one's a tough one.
I know. And Leon Redbone and Dr. John in basically the same week.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, two huge figures in music dying the same week.
And the last track I'm going to play is actually a duet that they did. It's a very seasonal song that they did.
Yeah.
But it's just so happy, the two of them together. I just wanted to play that. And the four songs are going to really show off what a great pianist Dr. John was, what a great vocalist he was, and what a great performer he was. I have a live track that's coming up second in the set. So let's remember Dr. John, everybody, starting off with showing off his piano skills. This one's called Pine Top, WMFO, Medford.
such a night, such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight, such a night. Such a night. Got to steal away. The time seemed right. Baby, your eyes met mine at a glance. You let me know that this was my chance. You came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am, and I'm trying to steal you away from him. If I don't do it, somebody else will. 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 And it's such a night. It's such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight, such a night, it's such a night. Got to steal away, the time seemed right. But I couldn't believe my ears. My heart just give a beat. Told me we could slip away, yeah, down a dark end of the street. Came in with my best friend Jim. Here I am, I'm trying to steal you away from him. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else. Such a night.
Trouble. WMFO 3 Live. the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat they found, but when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun out before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here, run there, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to that traffic cop,
and he only paused in a moment when he heard him a hollering style.
Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Look at Frosty go, over the hills of snow.
Frank Iafola on the thread goes, no! Why, Frank? Why do you have to be such a grouch? I know it's not Christmassy, but or Christmas time, but, you know.
Well, but it's right around the corner, right?
Yeah, yeah. It always is.
Boston, yeah.
But what a great representation of both of those guys.
Oh, yes. I can't believe they're gone. But, you know, their music obviously lives on forever.
Yeah, Dr. John and Leon Redbone together. Kind of strange that they passed so close to each other, and they
had
done that.
It almost makes sense in a weird way, you know.
Yeah.
There was that connection there.
Yeah, and Les, what were you saying? It's like listening to the two of them, you sort of forget who's who.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, what comes
yeah.
to mind when I hear something like this, ever since that Vorsetzer piano was invented, 1902, when a guy used digital technique before the word, the word came into being, using a way to capture a pianist doing everything, the phrasing, everything. And it's like carrying the body of a pianist who was born in 1870, playing in 1910, and bringing him up to a modern piano and shoving this Vorsetzer in front of the piano, a modern piano, and the piano plays the dead body. It's been going on ever since. So everything is permanent in terms of recording, because what you get now can be heard 100 years from now.
And I love how some of these pianos are out of tune on purpose. It just gives that rough, raw sound.
When I do Art Tatum, the last program that I do, I'm going to point out a wire recording made by Art Tatum in 1940, looking for pianos out of tune and missing notes that he could improvise around silence on lousy pianos in bars that he went for when he got drinks.
That would be
unbelievable.
That would be a great show. That would be a great show.
I'll put them on during the recording.
Okay.
That's awesome. All right, so that set started with Dr. John, of course. It was all Dr. John. The first one was Dr. John Plays Mac Rabinac, which was his name. His given name, Pine Top, ode to Pine Top Perkins.
Pine Top.
Little ragtime there is just fantastic. Next one I really loved, it was from a live record called Louisiana, Live from Mountain Stage, that was such a night. And it started off with him just improvising on a piano. It was, you know, probably one of his best known tracks anyway, but that performance was crazy. Season of the Witch from the Blues Brothers 2000 movie, requested by Mike Maloney. Thank you, that was a great request. And of course we ended up with Frosty the Snowman.
And it's crazy, that third song, it's kind of a bookend, because, you know, 13th Floor Elevators, Rocky Erickson, who passed away.
It's always in threes.
And then Leon Redbone, who passed away, and both of them, it's kind of like the early and the late ZZ Top influence. Because that song, Season of the Witch, sounded so much
the vocals
like
were just
top.
Yeah, very, very Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hurwitzes, as always.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, at just about 10:59 in the morning, you heard her voice before.
I'm here.
Kirsten is here. Haven't seen you since our live music day.
Yes, and I don't even remember when I was on air before that. Maybe it was a couple weeks. So I feel like I have not been in the driver's seat for a few weeks now. It was end of the semester, and then I traveled to Japan. So
well, I gassed up the board, so you are ready to drive.
I am. Thank you for leaving a full tank.
Okay. Yeah. So when you're here for something about the women, I never know what we're going to hear. Free For Me is just you.
Yes.
So I didn't even look at the CD that you asked me to queue up. What are we
going to
hear?
Starting out with some Cowboy Junkies and going into some music that happened to be part of my playlist when I was traveling around Japan. And then,
she says nonchalantly.
I know. As if that's something that I do each and every summer. I was on bullet trains and planes and went to Mount Fuji and ate amazing food and just loved being there.
How was the soba? Did you have any soba
yes,
noodles?
Yes, quite a bit. It was delicious. Yeah. The food was insane.
I'm
the
sure.
only bad meal we had was the typical tourist. You get into town, you're not sure what you're doing, and you're overpriced for really bad food. But other than that, the rest of the food was amazing. I had friends that I was meeting up with, so if I had any questions, they pointed me in the right direction.